This is your morning team show on WSGW at 7:42.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. And I say that something.
With Dave and Pat and Charlie, all together on 100.5 and 790 through Siri, through Alexa, through WSGW.com.
And please say to me,
though it is Friday morning,
you let me hold your hand.
Gonna jump over the weekend for a moment.
Let me hold your hand.
To remind you of something that
I'm
gonna have for you through next week. Coming soon. At the Dow Event Center, although it's the Jolt Event Center Park, on August 20th, the 1964 The Tribute, the band that has been recognized by many as the tribute band for the Beatles, is going to be performing a show, and we are going to give away some tickets to our listeners.
Oh, all right.
It'll be fun. 1964 The Tribute that actually presents a 1960s Beatle concert.
Mm-hmm.
This is presentation with its costuming and the instrumentation. I understand the big difference between this concert presentation compared to the Beatles' actual concerts in the 1960s is you actually hear
right.
the music that the tribute group is playing.
Right.
That should be a great show.
Isn't that famous for the Beatles that the fans were screaming and the amplifiers and the speakers and things that were used, I mean, at that time were just... You know, minuscule.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to what we have now,
Right, yeah. No, I have a couple of family members who got to see them in 60... Yeah, I think both of them got to see them in 64.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And one of them said, yeah, it was okay, but I couldn't hear them. So, and the other one said, oh, it was the greatest experience ever. So,
well,
I don't know.
To be part of a legendary group.
Yeah.
I mean, if you said name the top groups in history all time, the Beatles would have to be up there.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give away some pairs of tickets next week. You just stay tuned on your morning team show, and we'll give you a chance to win. Again, August 20th is the show date, and it is going to be at the Jolt Credit Union Event Park. And so it'll be a nice outdoor show. Well, heck, in August, you can perform outdoors. So,
sure, yeah, of course.
Looking forward to it. And we'll have the tickets for you, and, of course, we'll provide next week on our morning team show page, some links. So in case you need to purchase tickets, you could do that too.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure you could probably find right now for yourself at thedowevents.com. We'll have to figure out how I'm going to do these. Maybe we'll have to ask the morning team show Beatles expert. maybe a little fun Beatles trivia or something like that. And I guess, Dave, it wouldn't be you, it wouldn't be me.
No, we're out of it.
As much as we enjoy the Beatles.
Yes, absolutely.
There is an expert here on the show.
Okay, right.
You've enjoyed the Beatles for a lot of time.
And to remain consistent, maybe do something from 1964. Yeah.
Well, yeah. There you go.
So, all right.
We'll see what we can do.
Sure.
And I watched him live in 1964.
I know you did. I know you did.
I remember talking to you. I had a friend who was a Beatles lover just as you. And we were talking about tribute bands, and I was asking, you know, and this wasn't this one. It was other ones. He said, there's some... Very good ones. I mean, it's amazing what they do. He says, but you always, the first indication, if you have a bad Beatles tribute band, what is it? I don't know. What is it? If Paul McCartney is playing the guitar right-handed.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah. That's, so that's the giveaway.
He's a lefty. That's
so
right.
If he's playing it right-handed, that is a bad tribute band.